Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spell babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Old vehicle in the Northland, southbound I-35 in Claycomo, just past the 435 interchange. It's on the right shoulder. Not slowing you down, though, if you're heading to the Kit Bond Bridge. Should still be about a seven-minute drive. And southbound I-435 there from Claycomo down to I-70, 10 minutes, and really not seeing anything slowing down with that 210 road work. So looking pretty decent through that stretch. We're brought to you by the Kansas City T-Bones. Catch the T-Bones this week at Community America Ballpark. Tickets start at just $6.50. Parking's always free. Purchase your tickets at tbonesbaseball.com. I'm Dennis St. John, KMBZ Traffic.
Bone dry weather and a warming trend in the forecast as we're moving on through the next couple of days. Fair weather for the rest of our Friday. Air quality alerts has been posted. A little hazy out there here, folks. You may want to limit some of your outdoor activities. The high 85. Tonight, clear upper 60s. Plenty of sunshine and gusty south breezes to deal with for Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's high into the upper 80s and low 90s moving in by Sunday afternoon. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
83 degrees at KCI, 84 downtown Kansas City, and here at your severe weather station, 83 degrees. This is Dan Weinbaum. Stay connected with 98.1 KMBZ and KMBZ.com.
I just lost my remote control. Starbucks coffee came back cold. The iPhone update took too long. No data to Shazam that song. The cleaning lady's late. Oh, how am I gonna get by? No Snapchat or Instagram unless I get on Wi-Fi. First world problems. They're out of your craft beer. First world problems. No phone is my biggest fear. First world Fridays on KMBZ. First world Fridays with Wick and Jamie.
All right. Text them in. 22980, 22980. What are your first world problems? They'll do Festivus Fridays at 5 later on today. What are your first world problems? Jamie, do you have any this week?
I'm in pretty good shape this week. I mean, I'm a little whiny about the fact that I'm doing Symphony in the Flint Hills this weekend for the first time.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
It is never cool for that event. And if you've never done it, it's where the Kansas City Symphony plays out in the Flint Hills, and they do it at sunset, and there's... They do dinner, and you bring your lawn chairs, and it's out in the field, and it's a pretty drive. It's going to be like 95 degrees tomorrow for this. And I'm not much of a... I grew up in Chicago. I'm not a heat person. I don't like it generally above like 75 ever.
Think about it when it's 14 degrees and you're driving around on ice.
So I'm going to get a tan that's not going to fit the tan lines I already have. And I'm in a wedding in a couple of weeks. And so that means Monday I'm going to have to go out to the pool all afternoon and fix it.
Oh, no.
That's as tough as my life gets. Now, you, on the other hand, have a series of problems that we're still following up on.
the subwoofer issue from last week. We finally decided to take care of it after the weekend, and the final solution was not opening it up. The engineers here were like, dude, we don't really.
So you went to the engineers.
Yeah, I went to the engineers here. Final answer, call Amazon. And they said, we'll just send you a new one. Just send it back. It was that simple. It was that simple.
I mean, you could have done that originally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going to send one. I have to put the new one or take the old one and put it in the new one's box and then send it back. So.
And then hopefully the new one will be, you'll hook that one up. Okay.
Exactly.
Now, if it still doesn't work.
Well, then we have to go a different direction for a subwoofer, won't we?
Yes.
I don't think I have too many other first world problems right now.
Wicket's going to Branson this weekend for the first time. That's up on
Facebook.
That's
not a first world problem.
Well, we'll find out on Monday if it was. It might be.
But yeah, let me know what to do in Branson on our Facebook page. First world problem from the text line, 22980. Just found out I'm going to miss a SpaceX launch while on my two-week Florida vacation because I'm going to be on the Gulfside Beach drinking. We'll be going to the Kennedy Space Center 1 week later. Why even take the trip?
Yeah. First world problem, my wife, child, and dog are out of town, and I don't know what to do with all my free time. Wicket, what would you do for a whole weekend without, you know, without Lee around?
It'd be amazing.
Says the newly married man.
This one I've noticed because of where we live now. Mm-hmm. This was the first thing that Lee noticed when we moved down here. When you order unsweetened tea and they give you sweet tea in the drive-thru. Now, is it normally sweet tea here?
It's usually unsweet tea.
So you have to order it to be sweet.
Usually.
Down here you do?
Isn't sweet tea more of a thing in the South?
Exactly. But a lot of places, if you order tea, you think you're getting unsweetened tea and they'll give it to you sweet. That's the most far South we've ever lived. So that's a new thing to learn.
Yeah.
That's a new thing that Lee had to learn.
I have to visit my kids again as I have for the last 8 years in Hawaii.
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
You asked for this.
Shut up.
That's the idea.
Let's see here. First world problem. Nobody wants to go to Schlitterbahn with me today.
Go alone.
Dude, that is the best.
Go alone and have the time of your life and don't have to run around with anybody else.
Yeah, you can go to any slide you want.
As many times as you want.
Go to the adult section where you can sit at the bar and have a cocktail. Go on the lazy river that's not lazy 15 times in a row if you want.
To me, that's a glorious... that's the solution to a problem, not a problem.
Let's see here. I took my first flight ever at the age of 24 to Las Vegas last Friday. I did not know that my phone would not be able to pick up streaming to listen to KMBZ, and I didn't want to pay $9 for Wi-Fi. Instead of listening to you guys, I listened to a screaming 2-year-old directly in front of me.
Some people would say you ended up with the better end of the deal now.
Sometimes we sound like screaming 2-year-olds.
Yes. But yeah, that would be... I'm getting stressed just thinking about that. Just thinking about the screaming 2-year-old for the flight to Vegas, which is what, 2 hours probably? I'm already, my blood pressure is going up.
Two and a half, three for a direct flight from here.
It's a long time.
It's like my own personal hell.
Here's a fun problem.
That's really it, yeah.
When the drive-in gives you large fries instead of a large Sprite.
What?
You order a large Sprite.
Yeah.
And in the speaker, they don't hear that. They hear large fries, and they give you large fries instead.
I waited in line for hours at the DMV to tell me I could have gone through the drive-thru. That sucks.
These are all related to drive-thrus today. Everybody's having trouble with drive-thrus.
Yeah.
Sonic forgot to put ketchup in my drive-thru order bag. Gotta check that stuff before you leave.
Ketchup's
first rule.
Ketchup's gross anyway. You'll be fine.
What is...
Ketchup's gross.
It's amazing to me the things I don't know about you.
I don't
why this is fun.
Like if it's on a burger, like a Big Mac or something, or a quarter pounder or whatever, I'll eat it. But you'll never see me dip anything in ketchup. You'll never see me put ketchup. Because it's gross.
What do you dip your fries in?
Mustard.
Oh, you're so weird. Nobody does that.
I know. Ketchup is... my 10-year-old nephew eats ketchup. All right. Ketchup's gross.
But you eat like a child the rest of the time. Why is that not something that you also do?
I take my condiments very seriously.
I guess.
Very seriously.
I don't want to know what you put on your hot dog. That's a whole other discussion
Mustard,
for another
onion,
time.
Mustard, onion, bacon, cheese.
Bacon?
You ever take a pickle slice down the side?
No, I put relish like the rest of the world.
No, but...
Nobody puts a pickle slice on their hot dog.
Absolutely.
No, then it's hard to bite into it's a problem.
I'm not talking about a spear. I'm talking about a slice of pickle on one side, bacon on the other, mustard, onions, and then cheese on top.
This
Boom.
Is why we have relish. That's Boom. Why relish was invented for hot dogs.
Relish has that weird... that's gross.
It's pickles. What do you mean it has a weird taste? It's chopped up pickles.
I like tomatoes, not ketchup.
See, I have the opposite problem. I don't generally like tomatoes, but I'll eat anything made with them. It's the addition of sugar. That's what makes it tolerable.
Gross.
You know?
Yeah, I'll take a big tomato slice on my burger, but I will not put ketchup on that burger.
All right. Text these in, because now we're having the great mustard debate.
See, hey, there we go. I do mustard with Wicket. I'm with Wicket. Mustard for sure.
Mustard is gross. You're skipping those.
No, I don't see those.
Yeah.
Although this one says, my son can't say Wicket. He says Wacket.
That's awesome.
I'm getting that since the third grade. Don't worry.
I'm sure you have every variation.
Let's see here. My kids lost the remote for the TV in the bathroom. That's very first world, because not everybody has a TV bathroom or a bathroom TV.
Oh, it's the TV in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So that's confusing. I don't know. Did they lose the remote in the bathroom?
No, the TV is in the bathroom. My mother is the only other person I know that has a bathroom television.
That's because you have too many TVs.
She's addicted. My mom, you think I'm addicted to TV? That's where I get it from.
Let's have the great mustard debate, because that's more fun than some of the other stuff we were going to do this hour. So, mustard on your fries, people, instead of ketchup.
I'm with you. Mustard on your fries, Wicket. Ketchup is too sugary for me.
We got two things going on. We got pickle slices on your hot dog versus relish, and then we've got mustard versus anything else to dip your french fries in.
Remember, hot dog, one side, pickle slice, one side, slice of bacon, mustard, onion, and then cheese on top.
How do you not have too much pickle, like, sticking up on top of the hot dog?
Just bite into it. Who cares?
No, that's a mess.
It's not. If you're an adult and know how to eat it.
That's why they have relish.
Relish is disgusting.
What's the difference? It's chopped up pickles with the addition of some sugar and vinegar. Do you not like vinegar?
Occasionally. I'll have oil and vinegar on my sub sandwich from Subway.
That would explain why you don't like ketchup, because of the vinegar in the ketchup, maybe.
I don't like dipping french fries in ketchup. Is just like a hot dog with ketchup, burger with ketchup, chicken fingers and ketchup. Gross.
Let me deepen the story here.
Yes.
What about dipping your french fries in mayonnaise, which I know a lot of people do, but I don't.
I'm not,
it's weird.
Again, I'll do mayonnaise on a sandwich, but no mayo, no fries in mayo.
A lot of people have a fundamental problem with mayonnaise. The texture of mayonnaise grosses people out.
Doesn't bother me.
Just that smoothiness of it's weird.
Doesn't bother me.
Tartar sauce for your fries? That I think I would like to try.
I put mustard on breaded fish. Or tartar sauce.
I'm a little okay with the mustard.
Okay.
Because I generally like mustard on stuff. It's a good alternative to salad dressing and stuff.
Yeah.
Fries with mayonnaise, french fries and mayonnaise. Okay, I'm just kind of scrolling through.
Mustard with a corn dog, absolutely.
Oh, can we common ground there?
Nobody,
yes.
You put ketchup on your corn dog and I see you at the state fair, I'm going to shove your corn dog in your face.
No, because it's weird to me. I understand ketchup on a hot dog, but it's the breading part that's weird to me with the ketchup.
The only good mustard is honey mustard. I will disagree with that. But I will say, if you go to White Castle and you get the chicken ring and you put the honey mustard on the chicken ring and then put it on the burger, now we're talking.
Yes, I know Chicago dogs have pickles. I also don't like deep dish pizza. That's a Chicago thing, too. I'm allowed to break from ranks.
Hey, I spent a lot of time in Wisconsin. I'm not a brat guy. All right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that didn't go over real well,
but
I was there for 10 years.
Travis not being a Burn Ends guy.
No, that's just blasphemy. You get the hell out of here, Travis.
Somebody said, we've got this second time we've got this today. First World Friday, Jamie and Wicket snipping at each other. Please hug and sound like you're not mad at each other.
We're not mad.
This is not.
No.
Somebody else said earlier, do you sometimes look at each other and feel like you need to wrestle?
No.
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 This is just friendly.
Mike, I think you just don't like sweet pickles.
But you love sugar.
I do.
That's what I don't understand.
I do. I just ate a whole bag of gummy bears during the break.
People are texting in about ranch. All right, keep these coming in because it's fun and it's a Friday.
What does ranch have to do with any of this?
Dipping french fries in ranch.
No. No.
I don't know. You make no sense to me. All right.
Ranch is a salad dressing.
We'll sort this out some
Travis.
More.
Travis.
Ranch over everything.
God. No wonder Lee likes you, even though she doesn't realize you're black.
right? We'll add buffalo sauce to this debate coming up next.
What?
And this is what we're going to do for a little bit until President Trump comes on at 1:45, because he is going to do his news conference, no doubt addressing James Comey's testimony yesterday before the Senate Intelligence Committee. We're sorry if we didn't get to your First World Friday problem, but this now has taken over the world. Text line 22980. Keep them coming in. Let's see. We've got what do you put on your hot dog? What do you dip your french fries in?
Don't even bring ranch into this. You put a ranch on a hot dog?
Ranch versus buffalo sauce.
Travis.
No, don't confuse things.
Travis, you putting ranch on a hot dog?
I'll tell you after the break.
Oh, leave me in suspense.
Wow, what a tease. All right.
That's coming up next on KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ, midday with Jamie and Wicket. Coming up, 1:45, we're going to head off over to ABC News coverage as President Trump will be speaking from the White House. It is Romania Day at the White House.
I am so impressed with you for this one thing.
What?
I thought you were kidding. Well, not for this one thing. Many things about you impressed me. Sorry, that came out wrong.
It's fine.
But you looked up on the screen. We have CNN on and Fox News on the other screen in here. And you looked up and they have a picture of the White House. And you saw a flag, and you knew that was the flag for Romania. And I thought you were kidding.
No.
And you acted like I was crazy because, of course you knew that it was the Romania flag. And I said, how did you know?
Because I watch a lot of the Olympics, like the winter and summer games.
And you remember the flags?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm impressed.
It's red, yellow, and blue. And I was like, is it Romania Day? Well, apparently the president of Romania is there today, meeting with President Trump. And they're going to talk about that first and then get into... I will bet a lot of what James Comey had to say yesterday.
Yeah, because the president, somebody took his phone yesterday or changed his password or something, so he didn't tweet yesterday. And then, I don't know if he did like a 24-hour embargo or what, but this morning then he went back at it. But yesterday he was at an event and he made sort of some peripheral comments about James Comey's testimony, but no doubt today he will not hold back.
No.
So 1:45. We will have that for you on KMBZ.
Also coming up before we get to the news at the bottom of the hour, Travis will pick the winner of the Great Omaha Steaks giveaway. We had 5 qualifiers, 1 every day this week. Travis has been looking over all of the recipes you have given us, and we'll have 1 winner coming up in about 5 minutes.
Somehow we got on this conversation, because we were doing First World Friday, and we had a lot of complaints about people's drive-thru orders
Sonic
today.
Sonic didn't have ketchup or something?
Well, dude, you got to check the bag before you pull out.
That's a win if you don't have ketchup in there.
No, it's especially if you need something to dip your fries in. You're not going to dip them in mustard. I know you do that.
I do.
That's bizarre, but okay. You know, you also don't like chocolate, so I don't want to listen to you about anything.
No.
And then
just Romanian flags. That's all I've got.
Right. And then we both agreed at least not to put ketchup on your corn dog.
No.
No ketchup on the corn dog.
Gross.
And then we got this text that I'm going to try to get through without laughing
because
it's just funny. Everybody uses ketchup on their hot dogs, hamburgers, and corn dogs.
You want me to read it?
Please.
Mike Wicker Basket.
I don't know if that was an autocorrect fail.
No,
but
no, no.
It's hilarious.
My last name is Wicked. Some people have fake last names that are on the air.
Yeah.
Like, my last name.
Johnny Dare.
Johnny Dare's name is not Johnny Dare, all right? But my last name is Wicked. And I have heard Lick It, Pick It, Stick It, Flick It, Whack It.
Wicker Basket's a new one. I just love it.
Heard that one forever.
And then he adds, if you shove my corn dog in my face, I'd shove it in your face, but you'd like it.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but it was so much like vitriol. I love it. No, all right, Travis.
All right.
Feel free to complicate matters here with what you do and don't do.
I actually dip ranch in almost every, or food in ranch all the time. And I mix it up with like ranch and ketchup.
Travis.
Before you guys get all crazy. I don't just get a cup of ranch and then squirt the ketchup inside of it and stir it up. I have them next to each other and I dip, fries. I dip my fries in the ketchup, then I dip it in the ranch. Or I dip my pizza in ranch, my burgers in ranch. If I'm feeling crazy, sometimes I'm my barbecue in ranch.
Will you have a bite of a food that has, like, let's say, I don't even want to use pizza as an example.
But I won't
use something else as an example, where it would be the food and ketchup and ranch in the same bite?
Yes.
Oh,
so if I say I'm taking a bite of a cheap bacon cheeseburger, I will dip a corner in ketchup and dip the other corner or the same corner in ranch.
What's wrong with you, Travis?
Thank you, Dan Weinbaum.
The voice of reason.
It's like the voice of God came out of nowhere. Yes.
or ranch and barbecue sauce.
Ye shall not dip a burger in ketchup.
Ranch and barbecue sauce is always good.
That I'm good with.
And
ranch and barbecue.
You guys said no ketchup on corn dogs,
no.
Which I agree.
Thank you.
But
the only thing you're allowed, mustard or honey.
But it's the same way for me. I like to have mustard and ketchup. I just dip them and kind of make a little swirl.
God, what? Travis?
Oh, wow.
Mustard and ketchup is allowed.
So says the scorekeeper.
Ketchup and mayo is allowed.
How do you feel about dipping fries in mayonnaise, Dan?
I like it.
See, it's a European thing.
I picked it up when I was down in South America. I was in Venezuela, and they would do that with their papas fritas.
Whatever that is.
French fries.
Oh. Nailed it.
Wouldn't deductive reasoning tell you Papas Fritas is probably French fries?
Moving too fast here, Jamie. We're moving too fast.
32 okay. minutes left while I'm on vacation for 2 days.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I started doing that, mixing the ketchup and the mayo, and I'm like, ooh, this is good. Because, you know, you put ketchup and mayo on a burger, and it's fine.
Somebody says Wendy's fries dipped in Frosties.
That's everybody saying that, yeah. French fries. It's the salt and sweet thing. It's the savory and sweet thing that people are texting. And now, can I tell you the worst idea I've heard today?
I've never gotten a Frosty in my life.
From Wendy's?
Never in my life. I wouldn't say, I wouldn't tell someone never to get them, but I've never gotten one.
Are Frosties good if they're not chocolate? Is they, because that's all I know
the
about
vanilla
Wendy's.
One's good.
Is it okay?
Because to me, that's not your, like, you can get it with your combo. That's not a drink.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not right. Like, it's not even a shake. Like, a shake is a drink. That's not even a drink because you have to use a spoon or French fries to eat it.
Now, we are getting more texts than I've seen on the text line in months about this right now.
What did you think of what Comey had to say?
I know,
crickets.
Right? Yes. But the worst idea I have seen in a long time for food is, ketchup on a baked potato.
Oh, you get out of here.
Now, I don't know why I'm okay with French fries and ketchup. Maybe it's a texture thing, but ketchup on a baked potato is grossing me out.
What about potato pancakes or tater tots?
That's okay because they're fried.
But on a baked potato, you have a problem with it?
Yep, it's just different.
Look, the baked potato should be butter, sour cream, cheese, bacon, chives.
Sure.
Done. And eat the whole thing, including the skin.
Or with like ranch. Brisket.
Shut up with the ranch over there. My gosh.
Like brisket on a baked potato?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm loaded up. Ooh. Load it all
Somebody
the way up.
Coleslaw on a hot dog?
Okay.
Really?
But which kind of coleslaw? There's the sweet coleslaw and there's the sour coleslaw.
Creamy or vinegary.
But yeah, vinegary or the sweet kind. And if you're, I can't imagine, a hot dog with creamy sweet coleslaw sounds terrible, but I'll entertain the sour vinegary. I'll entertain that idea.
It's pickle-ish.
Maybe sauerkraut on a hot dog?
I could support that.
I could entertain some of these ideas. But anything with ketchup and ranch?
Oh, no, you guys are getting disgusting.
Okay.
Grape jelly on an omelet?
You don't believe in these things.
Some of these I don't.
You don't believe. Taco Bell hot sauce on a hot dog? Okay, you stop. You don't really do that.
We kind of asked for it, didn't
That's
we?
That's bachelor food right there. Right.
Yes,
That's
exactly.
like you go get Taco Bell and you're like, handful of hot sauce. I got my condiments for the week.
That's right. You go to Quick Trip, get the hot dog, and then you go in your glove compartment and get some taco sauce.
Jamie does that with the lemon things that you put in your water, right?
I do,
You go
yeah.
snag those from the QT or whatever.
Well, I'm buying stuff while I'm there, but yes.
Thief.
A little bit. I mean, you can buy them online, but it's easier to just grab them while I'm there.
Travis, who is our big winner for the Omaha Steaks giveaway? This person is going to get $300 worth of food from omahasteaks.com.
I'm going to mess up your last name, but Thomas Besley?
Sure.
Tom.
Yes. Tommy.
My favorite steak is a reverse seared Casey's strip from Price Chopper. Not to be confused with the NY strip, the New York strip. The Casey's strip is a bone-in. I first rub it with fresh garlic and then kosher salt and fresh ground black pepper. Worcestershire.
Yes,
that word sauce. And drizzle it with the olive oil. Let it sit for 1 to 2 hours. I place on the smoker to 15 to 20 minutes, depending how you like your steak cooked. Finally, I finish it on the grill over hot coals for 1 to 2 minutes on either side. Bar none, you will have never a better steak.
Well, that person is our winner. You notice he didn't say a damn word about ranch dressing. What? Not at all in there.
Oh, wait. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Dip in ranch and barbecue.
I bet.
Heresy.
All right. We will contact you, get you all hooked up. Thanks to everybody who entered. Congrats to Thomas, who won. It's Midday with Jamie and Wickett. We are way late. Coming up, Donald Trump at 1:45 addressing the media. 98.1 KMBZ, Midday with Jamie and Wickett. A little breaking news here. Little not quite as well known as, say, a Sean Hannity or a Bill O'Reilly or Anderson Cooper or, you know, Joe Scarborough, whoever. But CNN has parted ways with, I hope I say the name right. Is it Reza Aslan or Aslan?
Sure.
I think it was a weekend program over on CNN. He also tweeted out that President Trump was a piece of bleep.
Mm-hmm.
He has been let go by CNN. So just a little update for you. Reza Aslan is gone. People are comparing this. Not a good week for CNN. They lost Kathy Griffin and this guy.
Yeah.
They lost a New Year's host and a weekend guy. It's not quite as bad as what Fox News has lost over the last few weeks. But either way, one guy gone over at CNN for calling the president a piece of bleep. And you know what? I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of president, we will bring you at 1:45 President Trump's news conference, where he will no doubt address James Comey's testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee yesterday.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
Super fun.
And Scott Parks will take that up this afternoon.
Yeah. That'll be great.
Yes.
Final results on our poll question on Twitter at KMBZ Radio. What is your favorite barbecue food? Not your favorite barbecue joint. You can tweet us at KMBZ Radio if it's missing, but pulled pork, ribs, burnt ends, or brisket? Final results, burnt ends, the winner. Not really a surprise. It's
especially Kansas City.
Yeah.
This is what we do here.
Any guess on the percentage? 43.
Oh.
43%. Brisket at 21, ribs and pulled pork both about 18%. So thanks to everybody who voted in on that one. We appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. You're going to Branson this weekend.
I am.
For Missouri Broadcasters Association?
Yes.
For the wife.
Yes.
Not for us.
No. We didn't fill any paperwork out.
It's not that we didn't win. We just didn't enter.
But yeah, Lee Station is up for a Station of the Year, and I thought I would go with her because she's never been to Branson either. So we were asking you on Facebook, what should I do for my 24 hours I'll be in Branson, or 20 hours I will be in Branson?
Mm-hmm.
The Titanic Museum on Facebook is getting a ton of love.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Are you into that?
I love museums. Yeah. I went to the World War One Museum on Memorial Day. For the first time that same day, I went to the Royals Museum inside the Hall of Fame Museum at Kauffman. That was really cool. I remember being into the Titanic as a kid, and of course, I loved the movie with Leo DiCaprio, so I mean, might as well go check it out. That's a good that's a good idea. Somebody said, you'll have to see Six, the best show in Vegas. You will not be disappointed. The best show in town. Enjoy Hillbilly Vegas. Is it Hillbilly Vegas? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
You've never been.
I've never been.
Yeah.
Which would tell you something. I don't know. So you're going to leave Saturday morning and come back. Are you in a hurry to get back on Sunday?
We're leaving early Sunday, yeah.
Okay.
We definitely are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. Emma.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.